Because by Draco, read by Daisy Diversions. Fandom, Nana. Relationship, Kumatsu Nana / Osaki Nana. Rating, teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. Summary, Nana never tells anyone. Reader's notes, this was recorded for the Podfic Fem / February. I hope you enjoy. Osaki Nana never tells anyone, but the thing that keeps her going through everything was Kumatsu Nana. Because through everything, no matter what, she knows that things are different than they seem because they have to be. When they met on the train, it seemed coincidence enough. Two girls named Nana, same age, and both headed to Tokyo on the same train. But Nana remembers being fascinated by Hachi's fingers as they moved so fast over the keypad on her phone. She remembers more about those fingers besides. She remembers them both going to the bathroom. Hachi had gone first, and then Nana had taken her turn and walked out of the bathroom and bumped against Hachi, who was texting again. Nana had pulled Hachi into the bathroom. Those fast fingers. What I wouldn't give to be able to move my fingers that fast on my guitar. And somehow, it had happened that she'd taken those fingers to her lips and kissed them, and then froze. Expecting the other woman would run away and insist on changing seats and maybe even shoving her back and screaming. But Hachi had primly tucked away her phone and smiled charmingly. Her brain seemingly lost in that smile, Nana had taken Hachi's thumb into her mouth and sucked on it gently. It had been sweet like lemon, and she waited another moment for backlash, but it hadn't happened. What did happen had been even more crazy. Hachi had pulled away and locked the door, and had pressed herself against Nana. And suddenly those quick fingers were quick with other things, too. The buckles and buttons and other trim and trappings of the female form are no match for Hachi's deft fingers. And Nana keeps up well enough. They aren't quite laid bare to each other, but it's enough for Hachi to put her fingers wherever she'd like, and for Nana to try to keep up. When Nana was a panting mess and Hachi looked even happier, they'd washed their hands in companionable silence and gone back to sit down only moments before the train pulled at the station. When coincidence brought them together again with the apartment, Nana raged against it because coincidence was trending eagerly towards fate. And it won out in the end because, by coincidence, she saw Hachi send another text with those flying fingers. And she remembered for a moment that happiness on the other woman's face and wanted to have a chance to be its cause again. Over the time they lived together, their lives changed drastically. Nana found out that Hachi was capable of a great many things, but lying with a smile on her face wasn't one of them. She learned to lure Hachi into her arms when she could sense a problem being withheld. It didn't mean so much that they couldn't stop, because they did eventually, and it wasn't anything they ran back too quickly, but it wasn't quitting. It was pausing. It was an intermission. Because men, well, their fingers did entirely different things. Their soft was not Hachi's soft. Their gentle was not Nana's gentle. And Hachi was not Nana's. But really, she was. Because if either of them had enough problems, there was always the other to run to. And crying on shoulders led to hugs, led to whatever else seemed appropriate at the time. Though neither of them paid much attention to rules or appropriate behavior, or they might not have had the first moment that led to the rest. And Nana never tells anyone because she's waiting for Hachi to say it first. Reader's notes. If you made it this far, please consider going back and leaving kudos and comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.